There are a lot of reasons rental properties are not occupied, says John Fisher. What people can afford is just one of them.
When the economy is doing badly, residential rentals tend to pick up.
Fisher is a Wausau area landlord and past president of the Wisconsin Apartment Association. Before the housing bust, he says many rentals sat empty.
When the home market was just going gangbusters, we saw record high vacancies because anybody with a pulse could buy a house.
Census data shows Wisconsin with a rental vacancy rate of 6.6 last year. It's different for each city. Fisher says Wausau has plenty of rentals because of overbuilding. In Janesville, rental properties can be hard to come by, says landlord Dale Hicks. He says many foreclosed homeowners who lived with relatives are now renting.
The people that have been foreclosed on, a lot of those went home to where mother and dad were and now are going out and renting on their own, where they got their feet back on the ground.
Steve Malpezzi is professor of real estate at UW-Madison's Grasscamp Center. He emphasizes state numbers are more volatile than national figures, but believes there was a substantial drop in vacancy rates.
We're kind of back to where the average trend would be on the rental number, which is a good thing.
While more rentals filled up last year, more homes sat empty. Census data shows the state's homeowner vacancy rate in 2010 was 1.6. In 2011, it grew to 2.1, which Malpezzi says is in line with longtime trends. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.